Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the SCH Capital Podcast Series. Today we're speaking with Chris Helmrath, who's the Managing Director of SCH Capital, about key healthcare M&A trends. And Chris, how are you doing today?
Good. Thank you very much for having me this morning.
Sure. Great to have you. Great to have you. I really look forward to talking with you more about this topic. And let's jump right in. You know, tell us about the current state of the M&A arena for healthcare. What's going on out there?
Well, it's really interesting. As in any industry where there is dramatic change, there is opportunity. And what's happening in the M&A arena right now is the quest for solutions to manage quality and clinical care in the environment where revenues are becoming capped and providers and insurers are looking to reduce costs. So what's happening is we're seeing a plethora of opportunities that exist where people are developing tools that can help those that are delivering care and managing care to better enable themselves to position themselves in the future to meet those objectives.
Interesting. So where do you see the M&A arena headed right now? Like, what's the vision of the future? It's kind of the current state. Where are you going?
Well, I think if we look at other industries where these kinds of things have happened, and I'm a firm believer in benchmarking, you're going to continue to see people placing bets where they're buying solutions that, if strung together, may provide the greatest outcome possible. And so I think we're going to continue to see players that are making investments in firms and in technologies and in people that will ultimately enable the leaders in healthcare to be better positioned for the future. And right now, I don't think anybody can say that any one of these technologies or solutions will be the ultimate. But if you make enough of these bets and you position yourself for the future, I think that's where we're going, at least in the short run. And we've seen that in so many other industries. Look at cybersecurity as one. If we go back 10 years ago, there were an awful lot of people chasing what they thought might be the solution, wherein today we're seeing a steady state and people are starting to see what the future will hold, and the activity is not as dynamic, but people are further along the path to creating real value in the marketplace. And I think that's what we're seeing today.
Interesting. You know, tell us a little bit about leveraging the regulatory environment and its changes with quote-unquote reality. What's going on with that?
Well, what's happening is we're seeing the intervention of governmental regulation inserting itself where heretofore it hadn't been as dynamic. The Affordable Care Act is really working toward bringing more and more people into the healthcare system with quote-unquote coverage, but at the same time, it's forcing the caregivers and the insurers to better manage all of those patients, given their select resources, and now given the future of having to limit the amount of governmental revenue that will be spent because it is becoming such a large portion of our federal budget that we have to be very careful. If we look at Medicare, it is one of the largest spends that the federal government makes, and in reality is probably the largest quote-unquote health insurance product that exists in the market today. And people are beginning to realize that if we don't find a better solution on how to manage the care of our population, we're going to ultimately find ourselves in a very bad place of spending more money than we need to spend and the quality of care and the patient experience not being any better than where it was yesterday as we look forward to tomorrow.
Interesting. Now let's talk about the convergence of insurance and clinical care, and who can develop the solutions for bringing this convergence together? How can that happen?
Well, And that's the real interesting thing. If we look back over time, think about the insurance market when we were all kids. Insurance was sold at your kitchen table. And that was the only way, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Insurance Agent would come over and meet with mom and dad, and they would sell you insurance. And you look today, if you wanted to buy life insurance, you could buy it at the airport, I'm sure, in a kiosk. And so what we're seeing now is the opportunity for those that have not been traditional healthcare insurance facilities now entering that arena through the advent of things like affordable care organizations or accountable care organizations and other entities where you have the convergence of the clinical arm with the risk-taking arm, because the insurance carriers are being forced to better manage the patients because it's not an unending stream of revenue that they're going to have to cover those costs. And so we're now seeing those caregivers and the confluence of caregivers entering that risk market, because that's where all of this is headed towards, and people are trying to figure out how to bring that insurance and clinical care together so that Mrs. McGillicuddy receives the best health care possible, but without spending more dollars than need to be spent to make sure she remains healthy and her quality of care is preserved.
Interesting. And I hope you don't mind if we just back up for one quick second.
No problem.
Let's talk about the need for data to make better decisions, for being more internally focused, for caregivers being more patient-focused. Tell us about, I guess, the power of data and how that can help in this day and age.
You know, and it's interesting. Let's define data in a couple of different ways. If I am the insurance company or I am the caregiver, data could mean multiples of different things. If I am the insurance company, how do I make sure that the caregivers that I'm giving payments to are actually providing the care that they need to be providing in the most cost-efficient way possible? And that data, whether it be in a hospital setting, a clinical setting, or in a private practice setting, is going to become paramount in how to manage those costs. Now let's look at it from the patient side. Data becomes information or knowledge. And it was interesting, we were recently working with a firm that works with companies that are in the self-insured marketplace. And many of our large corporations across the United States are in that realm. And what they were finding were that patients, or in this case, the employees, did not have enough knowledge of how the healthcare system operated. And because of that, were making decisions and taking on actions that were actually detrimental to their quality of care. And that because it wasn't coordinated and they didn't understand how to coordinate, they were actually spending more money than they needed to spend, and their outcome was not any better than had they not done something potentially, because they were trying too many things and hadn't coordinated with all of their caregivers. So we see it on both sides. Knowledge is power. And so we're seeing that in the confluence of providing people with, whether it be an app on their phone, a website, somebody that they can call, that they can say, hey, my child has going on, how do I best manage that? On the other side, the insurance carriers and the clinical care providers are having to manage their employees and the distribution of that care through data. And what we're really seeing is that confluence coming together. And we probably have a long way to go, and we probably haven't seen all the tools that need to be developed to get us there. But it really is exciting when you meet with entrepreneurs that are trying to find that solution and see about the way that they're dealing with it. It really is exciting.
That's great. Yeah. You know, let's shift real quick. Tell us about SCH Capital's role in the healthcare M&A arena. What's going on with you guys these days?
What we're trying to do is really help those people that are trying to help others, whether that be through some of the hospitals that we work with or the large physician practices that we're working with, or even the healthcare IT firms that we've been advising. we're trying to help them to realize how they can achieve their objectives and bring their solutions best to market, whether that be they partner with somebody or they may ultimately sell to somebody because they realize that they may not have all the resources that are required to really achieve what their solution set has become. And we're finding it awfully interesting to work across the compendium where we're trying to help people find the ways to best achieve their outcomes, whether that be through acquiring others, raising capital, or maybe potentially selling because it really is in the best interest of their long-term vision to do that to ultimately achieve what they're trying to achieve.
That's excellent. You know, Chris, great insights today, and we certainly have more time, but I just want to throw out, is there anything that we didn't cover today, anything that we may have missed? And I'm sure we could do 15 podcasts about this topic and only really scratch the surface, but I guess for the sake of this one, anything else to add?
I think the one thing that we're really seeing, and it really is no different than what we've seen in other markets, there are so many entrepreneurs that believe that they've invented something which is so unique that nobody else has. And where in reality, we can probably all say that's not the case. You just don't know what somebody else might be developing. And what we're trying to do is act as a facilitator to the best job that we can to help people understand really what is happening in the market, who is doing what things, and if you were to partner with somebody with what you have and what they have, could you collectively bring something better to the market than what you could do on your own? And that's really where we're finding our challenges every day are in helping entrepreneurs to see that, where they may have something that's truly unique today, but maybe 6 months from now it won't be unique. And their real opportunity to capitalize on their hard work and the risk taken is now versus later. Or in some cases, it's best to wait, continue to develop what you've got, really get it proven and show that it really works, and then take advantage of that. So we really are trying to guide across the board, as I said, whether it be hospital systems, large physician practices, IT providers, even risk providers, to give them vision to what they may not see and help them to ultimately achieve their goals.
Awesome. What a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive SCNH Capital podcast interview with Chris Helmrath, who's the managing director of SCNH Capital. And Chris was kind enough to share his insights on what's really happening with current healthcare M&A trends. And Chris, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your letting me come on today.
Absolutely. Take care.
Bye-bye.